pipelines in the Baltic appears to have been stopped now from leaking any more natural gas. Agency says it has been informed by the company operating the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. The pressure appears to have stabilized. And a victory for Ukraine. Some Russian troops are pulling out. This is SRN News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Behold, a cautionary tale of what could happen if you don't call asset preservationist David Ernest. I played the stock market. That's where I put all my cash. Then one day the market crashed. All my money and my wealth I was missing. Guess you could say I didn't have a pot to in. Wish I had called old David Ernest on the phone. Now I stand alone. Don't wind up like this poor man. Call David Ernest today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. An asset preservationist for the ages. Call David Ernest today. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. 68, equal housing lender.
Let's just cut through the chase. Hey there, folks, this is Dr. Sam from my friends at Independent Glass on Bell Street. I recently wanted to upgrade my shower doors. I knew Independent Glass could do a beautiful job, like telling Jeff and Alice just what I needed. And boy, did it turn out beautiful. Real tempered glass, not plastic. Gorgeous bronze trim around the entire enclosure and at a very reasonable price. And Independent Glass installed everything. My advice, stay away from the big box shower store enclosures and call Independent Glass today.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
I just love watching somebody live the American dream, like my young friend Brian McMahon, who has returned from the Air Force, started his lifelong dream, Turf Stalkers, a mowing and pressure washing service. First of all, thanks to everybody that has called 558-1611 and given him a chance to mow your lawn, to edge and trim, or to do a pressure washing job, because the results have been phenomenal. You know, 5 years in the Air Force, I guess it kind of teaches you to do it right the first time. because they are precision perfect, and I think charge a fair rate. If you would like to stop pushing the mower yourself and have somebody do it that will do a great job, reach out to Turf Stalkers at 558-1611 or look them up on Facebook. That's Turf Stalkers and Brian, 558-1611.
Join the Kickback Ranch and Event Center and give cancer the boot on Saturday, October the 29th, benefiting the University of Texas MD Anderson's Cancer Center Boot Walk to End Cancer. Gates open at 12 noon. Admission is $5. Walk starts at 4. Donate. Add your loved one's name to a ribbon of hope. There will be vendors, food trucks, games, costume, contest, and more. Give cancer the boot at Kickback Ranch and Event Center, October the 29th. Gates open at 12 noon. For details, go to Facebook, kickbackranch.net, or call 286-4140. 100% of your donations goes to MD Anderson's Missions to End Cancer.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update. We are almost through three quarters of 2022, and some trends in our market has emerged. First, even though we have fewer than 900 homes on the market for sale in the River region, it now looks like we are heading into a more balanced market. Second, some of the panic buying we were seeing at the beginning of this year has stopped, and instead of 10 or more offers per listing, we are now getting one or two offers per listing, and in many ways, better offers. Third, homebuyers may have a little more time to shop before they buy, which I believe is a good thing, even though it is still limited supply of homes available at one time. Fourth, even though the rate on mortgages has gone up, it's still lower than the average rate over the last 10 years. If the rate goes lower in the future, then refinance and get a better rate. For all the details, call Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or 221-2883.
It's here. It's happening now. Registration for Adams Drugs Super Shopping Spree. Adams Drugs is celebrating 60 years of serving the families in the River Region. To celebrate this, we're going to give one lucky person the chance to win thousands of dollars in gifts and products. One lucky winner will have 60 seconds to run through the Adams Drugs Wetumpka store and grab items from the gift section and over-the-counter area. Prescription medications are excluded from the shopping spree. Registration is open now. Come into any Adams Drugs location and fill out a registration form. You cannot register online or on our website. You have to visit one of our stores. You can register each day, but it is limited to one per day per family. You have until October 28th to register, so hurry. We will choose the winner on November 1st. The shopping spree will take place on Thursday, November 3rd. This will be the most exciting 60 seconds of your life. Please see our website, adamsdrugs.net, for shopping spree details and rules. We look forward to serving you and your family for 60 more years.
Don Bobo with Capital Tractor. It may seem like it can't get here fast enough, but hunting season will be here before you know it. With special offers right now on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick, don't let anything stand between you and your tree stand. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. October is starting off on a very nice note. And if you like this weather pattern, it's going to be around for quite a while. Tonight, mostly clear, comfortably cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 56. Then for tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday, more of the same. Sunshine, comfortable, with a high temperature near 80 all 3 days. Lows at night in the upper 50s. In fact, I don't see any rain in the foreseeable future. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, brightly lit and recently refurbished Blue Water Studios in Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams, according to our city-issue trash cans, it's time once again for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, dear truth seekers, time once again for Clearing the Air, a radio program I created some 8 years ago, desperately seeking answers that were not forthcoming from our medical system. I am your intrepid host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man whose mind and body are constantly under attack from the bioweapon mistakenly called Morgellons disease. My name is Terry Adams. Welcome to my program. Now, I'm joined in the Budell building by my friend and fellow truth seeker, Nate Hicks, who drove over for tonight's show. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Terry.
It's great to be here. It's very strange not to be running the board, to be honest with you.
I would think you would say it was comforting.
It is comforting. I appreciate it.
All right, that's better.
I really do. My search for answers to this insidious and very progressive bioweapon led me down into the rabbit hole back in the year 2009. And while I didn't find all the answers for my own personal issues, I did find lots of truth regarding everything else. And this is why this show is on the air. Now, despite what I know and what I tell you, I don't want you to believe any of it, because at this stage of the game, you need to be doing your own truth-seeking and not listening to somebody else purportedly tell you what's real and what's not. I highly suggest that you use the internet while we still have it and find all the answers to all the questions that too few are willing to ask. Now, if all of this is new to you, I know it can be overwhelming, but trust me, I mean, I get that. The best thing you can do is to get fully up to speed, and here's what you need to do in no particular order. Turn off your TV set. Do not listen to any mainstream news, because the mainstream media is the most powerful weapon that our enemy possesses. Trust me. And he has done that. He's possessed it for at least half a century. Now, they practice what's called perception management, or maybe deception management would be a more appropriate term. The disinformation agents also reside on the radio. Why would you listen to anyone who believes that the 2020 presidential election was legitimate? Why would you believe anything they say? Be very particular about who you listen to. It is so important that you do your own investigating. You would be amazed at the people spouting off about what they claim to know, but in reality, they're disinformation agents hired by the enemy to deceive you. Do not let them do that. Also, please don't buy into the Trump is coming to save America nonsense. This serves to keep the real potential saviors of our American way of life on the sidelines waiting for help that will never arrive. We are the potential saviors of America. We, the people. I do not believe for one second that Trump is working behind the scenes to save this great republic. As a matter of fact, I've sworn to quit this show and walk away from the radio if he does. That's how confident that I am that he won't. After all, who was it that fast-tracked the jabs? It's not a vaccine. Think about that. Trump. I also believe that he will be indicted for his part in fast-tracking of the oh-so-dangerous jab, but time will tell. Now, before you dismiss, quote, conspiracy theorists, please understand that we now know through Freedom of Information Act request that it was the agency who came up with minimizing those who would tell you the truth by calling them conspiracy theorists. Remember, today's conspiracy theory is next month's bombshell news report. Get up to speed by going to the official WACV website and listen to some of the older Clear in the Air programs. That will get you up to speed. Now, this really should have been number one. Trust in our Creator, whom I choose to call God, and that's all caps. Remember, this life is just a training exercise for the real thing, life in heaven. The body that your consciousness feels at this very moment is all that matters. It doesn't matter, is what I'm trying to say. Your consciousness, call it a soul, whatever you choose to call it, is that little thread of God that animates and binds all things in existence, and nothing is more important than that. Okay, I do breaks every 15 minutes. We have a longer 5-minute top and bottom, the shorter 3-minute break quarter after quarter till, and I will take calls, time permitting, in the 8 to 9 o'clock hour. The number's 272-9228. I'll be giving it out a little later, so don't worry about remembering it right now. Folks, as we get closer and closer to the total breakdown of America and her last days, the topics to talk about increase almost exponentially. There's so much to talk about, I hardly know where to start, and I wish I had another hour or two to cover it all. But as I've told you repeatedly, the government is at war with we the people. Now, this isn't your standard war. This is fourth and fifth generational warfare. The intentional destruction of the very fabric of our society shows us, proves this. And make no mistake, all of this is on purpose. The current administration was selected for the task because they are all in the Luciferian psychopath club, every one of them. They're pedophiles, witches, and warlocks. They all hate and despise the very God that created them. Their God is the God of this earth, formerly known as Lucifer when he was one of the vice presidents at Creation Incorporated, with God, again, all caps. Filled with rage and jealousy, he left his heavenly abode to go to war with God, with humanity as the ultimate prize. Now, the aforementioned soul, being what humanity possesses that is so powerful and so desired by the enemy, he will do virtually anything to steal yours. Do not let him. Now, folks, when the time comes, and I assure you it's coming, that you are forced to obey either the law of man or the law of God, choose the latter and not the former. Your life means very little in the overall scheme of things. Always obey God. That's the most important rule that I can throw out there. I heard earlier today that the whore of Babylon, the fake Vice President Kamala Harris, had said that the government aid to Floridians will be equity-based. So the people of color and poor people will be helped first, and if there's any money left over, it will go to help others. You know, I was brought up to believe, not to be racist, one should not look at the color of a person's skin, but as Dr. King said, the content of their character. Well, Miss Pretend Vice President, you have no character, you disgusting. I'll sleep with anyone who will help my so-called career, Luciferian psychopathic whore. So there. This is just another move to keep Americans divided because they recognize the only earthly threat to them is a united we, the people. And they will do anything to prevent that from happening. You know, in the past week, we've seen the Nord Stream pipeline sabotaged. Interestingly enough, after the agency warned Germany that it was going to sabotage the Nord Stream pipeline. We have the pretend president saying that America has ways of preventing that pipeline from operating. We've seen NASA fire a rocket, hit an asteroid to knock it off course. A massive hurricane decimates parts of Florida. You know, the state that Ron DeSantis runs, the governor who appears to be the boldest opponent to the intentional destruction of our republic. I would submit to you that weather manipulation is behind this without question. They're punishing Florida because of DeSantis' conservative values. We've seen the artificially propped up stock exchange begin its dive into oblivion, taking American investors with it. Oh, and yesterday we saw Vladimir Putin call out America's love of Satan. And I got to tell you, he's right. And that's just this week. Just wait. More extreme stuff, folks, is just around the corner. It won't be long, I promise you. But what honestly scares me more than all of that is the notion that some people believe that all of this is just temporary and America will soon be back to its old self again. Life will return to pre-COVID normal and the good guys will win.
Well, it's interesting you say that, too. You know, a lot of times they stress you so far.
Yep.
And then when you come back to what you perceive to be normalcy, it's already way beyond what you would have accepted in the first place.
Exactly. And they do this on
purpose.
And it's
interesting that you brought up the hurricane and weather manipulation because it tore through Florida and South Carolina and completely missed Georgia. I watched the radar and it sat on the very border of Georgia and never came into Georgia, which is run by two Democratic congressmen.
What are the chances?
And that they want to take over Georgia and completely make it Democrat.
Mm-hmm. What are the chances? Yeah, there's a lot of people that have done a lot of research on this weather manipulation. It's real, folks. The patents are out there. The Eastland, E-A-S-T-L-U-N-D patent. Google it. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, and like when Houston happened, you and I talked about putting heavy metals in the atmosphere and then using microwaves
to heat it up.
Exactly.
That's what the Eastland patent talks about. It's basically an inside-out microwave oven. It's called ionospheric heating because you're heating stuff in the ionosphere, believe it or not. But, folks, this is what they want us to think because as long as we're stuck in that mindset, the mindset that what's happening is just a blip on the radar screen of America, it means nothing. I mean, this is America. This can't happen here. As long as we're naive enough to believe that, the better chance the powers that shouldn't be will have at finishing off our republic. Look around. It's happening right now, right here. And it's been happening. Those of us with eyes to see have been trying to tell those without for a very long time. We've been trying to tell you, to warn you, but we've been minimalized, made sport of, called names. No one believed us. I posted a picture on the official Clear in the Air Facebook page Tuesday, a picture that I found taken, I don't know, several years ago, but it's a chemliner, as I like to call them, crossing the Alabama sky while releasing its toxic payload. And let me say right now, if you want to challenge me and say that chemtrails don't exist, that what we're seeing on a daily basis crisscross our skies as normal condensation, you're a moron. I'm sorry, you're a moron. People that pretend to know things that they actually have no clue about, you people make me sick. Because you're hurting everybody else. Do some research, for God's sakes, and get with the program before it's too late. Anyway, back to the chemliner. It's no ordinary airliner. As you can tell from the image, parts of its fuselage are transparent. In other words, you can see through it. So what does that mean? Let me tell you what possibilities that this might reveal. Go back to 9/11, the purported airliner strikes on the Twin Towers. If you watched the first strike, and the only reason we have a video is because the Naudé brothers from France were doing a expose on the fire department. One of them happened to pan up and catch the first strike. Slow it down and watch. You'll see an explosion milliseconds before the plane impacts the buildings. A Fox News correspondent just off the subway that fateful morning said he didn't see a conventional airliner. What he saw was a dark military plane with no markings and no windows. After the collapse, television viewers around the globe heard some guy wearing a Harley-Davidson t-shirt being interviewed at Ground Zero, and he went off to explain how, well, the Twin Towers couldn't handle the heat from all that jet fuel, and that's why they collapsed. Who was this guy? Just a face in the crowd? Just an ordinary New Yorker, if that's possible, that just happened to be there? No, actually, he was a news correspondent. They just didn't bother telling us that. He was a plant. He was there to misdirect us, to make us believe that jet fuel can melt steel. If that were true, why do we have foundries? Why? A video of the second strike shows a dark airliner with no windows, no markings, but it has a strange, I guess you could call it an attachment underneath its fuselage. When Boeing officials were questioned by civilian researchers, they declined to comment, stating national security. What's up with that? And by the way, little to no airliner debris was found at the Twin Towers site, although they did find a jet engine a couple of blocks away. But interestingly enough, this particular engine is not the type of engine that Boeing airliner would have had used. It was a military turbojet engine. Strange. They also found a landing gear, but it's not from a 767 either. Could it maybe have been planted there? You better believe it was planted there. Never mind the fact that the height of the Twin Towers, there should have been a debris pile at least 20 stories tall, but there wasn't.
Well, and why did it fall straight down?
Against the least resistance? It fell into the most resistance. That's a good question. Do you know the largest bit of debris firefighters found was a telephone dial? The buildings were pulverized to ash. This was not a common collapse. This was some kind of direct energy weapon, in my humble opinion. Or it could have been suitcase nukes in the elevators. I don't know.
Well, what I believe, and I think I've talked about this a time or two before, a couple years ago, with you, is that when they built the buildings, they put shape charges in the building so if ever there were an emergency,
look at who built it,
that they could collapse it instead of it falling over onto other buildings and,
good point,
you know, multiplying the death and the death toll.
Well, the Rockefellers built it.
Right.
So it's extremely possible.
So I think it was a controlled demolition.
It was, no question. Matter of fact, the world's premier guy who ran a demolition company in Europe came out the week after and said it was a controlled demolition. Next thing you know, he has a heart attack and dies instantly. Amazing. What if the passenger jets were hijacked, but not by 13 radical jihadists, but by remote control? That technology had been perfected, and the patent was held, and I guess it still is, by a high-ranking military person that works at the Pentagon that has dual citizenship in America and Israel. True. One of the captains was a Vietnam veteran who was more than capable of handling a 150-pound Arab guy with a box cutter. Trust me. However, if the patented and installed remote control system was used, it wouldn't matter what he did because the controls just simply wouldn't respond to any inputs. So I believe all the pilots became passengers at that point.
Well, and ironic that we didn't find a black box.
Interesting, isn't it?
That we have the recordings from the air traffic control.
Some
we have the phone calls from passengers.
Which were impossible.
But we don't have any black boxes.
Yeah, because they say they were destroyed, which black boxes can't be destroyed, so we were told. I think what happened was we had the hijacked planes that flew the same routes as the missiles or whatever they use, particularly the Pentagon, because something weird happened at the Pentagon. You got tons of witnesses claiming that the plane came in from the north. The official story says it came in from the south. I think the missile came in from the north, or from the... I think the plane overflew from the north. The missile came in from the south.
It hit the north half of the building.
Yes.
I used to work there, and I worked there after the strike, and so I've been to the memorial. Mm-hmm. I've seen where it hit the building, and it hit on the north side because my offices were on the south side, so I know for a fact that nothing happened on the south side.
Well, interestingly enough, there was a cab driver there that he claims one of the poles that the plane cut down coming in that low fell on his cab. Well, actually, it didn't fall on his cab. It went through the windshield of his cab. Interestingly enough, the guy's name's Lloyd England. Now, Lloyd England's wife just happened to work for the FBI. More on that in a second. The car has no damage whatsoever other than a hole in the windshield where he claims the pole crashed through. He claims some guy pulled up in a van. Guy never said a word, but he helped him pull the 20-foot-long, 247-pound pole out of his car windshield. There's not a scratch on his cab other than that. Now, when they started pressuring this man, he finally broke down and said, look, I'm just a small person. These people are very powerful. And that's all he would say. So they set it up. They set that whole thing up with him, no question. And in the interview, his wife, who once again works for the FBI, said they never even took the car in as evidence. And I know why. So when the investigator asked her why, she refused to elaborate. And then 30 minutes later in the same interview, she claimed the feds took the car for 2 days. So what's going on here? It's the government has declared war on us, folks. That's the God's honest truth. You know, and it gets even worse. You get into the whole what happened in Oklahoma City, John Doe number two. The one question I get a lot from people is, you know, if they hijacked the planes and took them to a base and unloaded them, what did they do with the passengers? You don't think they actually killed them, do you? What an asinine statement. Let's take a quick peek at some of what these Luciferian psychopaths have proven to be involved in. Child trafficking. Anybody that could do what they do to an innocent child would have very little problem doing it to a grown man or a grown woman. Drug trafficking. And I personally know the misery that drug addiction causes. Only a person incapable of empathy could engage in such a disgusting, soul-eating enterprise. And look at the number of witnesses they've killed. Just Kennedy. At least 300 people have mysteriously died that witnessed the Kennedy assassination. And yes, I believe the same people that whacked the president is now, we call them the deep state. And look at city employee Barry Jennings. He told an interviewer a harrowing tale of escape from Building 7, how he dangled from a blown-up staircase until he found his way to the lobby where he claims to have stepped over bodies on his way out. He died of a convenient heart attack just a month after telling us what he experienced. Our janitor, William Rodriguez, who spoke of a series of explosions in the sub-basement levels of the Twin Towers, one so powerful that it moved a multi-ton press all the way across the room. Well, Mr. Rodriguez, while he's a hero to us, he can no longer fly on a commercial plane because he's a risk, according to our government. So much for being a hero. What about the disillusioned former soldier Timothy McVeigh that somehow constructed a fertilizer fuel oil bomb and blew up the Murrow Federal Building? One of his partners, Terry Nichols, we know for a fact he's met with Muslim groups in South America two or three times before this happened, but apparently that's not important. Neither is the fact that numerous people saw a dark-skinned Arab-looking man, John Doe number two, with McVeigh the day of the blast. Oh, and it took the feds 2 weeks to convince the entire population, or all the people that worked at the Ryder truck rental facility, that they did not see John Doe number two. Apparently that's not important either. And it would be nice to ask Terry Nichols what he was doing in South America and what he discussed with this group, but no one is allowed to interview Terry Nichols. He can't have visitors. And you still believe in our government? You still believe that? And something else broke this week. Yet another dot connected in the whole Morgellons thing. A doctor has verified the presence of hydrogels in the jabs. You remember hydrogels, right? The very things the industrial toxicologist in California told me she saw in my samples of all the crap I pulled underneath my body. It's getting worse, folks. It would appear that the frequency that activates these hydrogels just may be 5G. See, they carry a payload of various nasty things like E. coli, Marburg, that kind of stuff. And when the specific frequency assigned to them is received, they dump their payload into our bodies. See, I was right when I said the Morgellons victims, we are and were the test cases for the COVID jabs and its depopulation agenda. And I was right when I said 5G constitutes a huge threat. I've been right all along. Why are people not listening to me? All right, we'll be back, folks, in 5 agonizingly long minutes.
Do you understand me now? That sometimes I seem a little mad. But don't you know that no life can always be an angel? And when things go wrong, I seem a little mad.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home.
So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Buffalo wings and pizza. What a great combination. In October, order any two large pizzas from Pizza Perfect and get an order of buffalo wings on the house. You already know that they have the best pizza buffet in town, which includes not only pizza, but spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drink for only $10 at lunch and dinner on Tuesday, Friday, and all day Saturday. In October, get free buffalo wings with an order of two large pizzas. Pizza Perfect is also available for pickup and delivery. Pizza Perfect on Coliseum Boulevard in Eastbrook.
Ah, Igor, don't you just love the sound of thunder?
No, Dr. Frankenstein. It's scary. But I need a lightning bolt to bring the monster to life.
Actually, lightning is scary. A single strike within a mile of your home can send a tidal wave of voltage through the wires, burning out your computers, TVs, and GFCI plugs, even refrigerators and ovens.
Oh, drat! Missed us again.
But here's the good news. The trained technicians at Crosby Electric can install an economical whole house system to protect you from electrical surges caused by lightning, downed power lines, nearby factories, or just the recycling of your own appliances.
Igor, why am I not getting a surge?
Well, I have a pretty good hunch.
Why, yes, Igor. And a fine hunch it is.
Igor ordered whole house surge protection from Crosby Electric. So should you. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on 31 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, Alabama is here to help you. Danny and the gang wants you to know a lot of people are going through tough times right now. Everything, the inflation, gas prices, you name it, it's all going up. Hey, if you need a loan, it's time to pawn. Stop by Danny and the gang at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Not only will they offer you more on your pawn merchandise, but at a very low interest rate. That's High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Ready to get out and have a great time with friends? Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive is Montgomery's favorite bar. Come see their new look and enjoy the non-smoking Rick and Moe's. You'll always find your favorite football games and sports action on the big screens. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now at Victory Land Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older. Must be present to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. October is starting off on a very nice note. And if you like this weather pattern, it's going to be around for quite a while. Tonight, mostly clear, comfortably cool, overnight low temperature down to about 56. Then for tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday, more of the same. Sunshine, comfortable, with a high temperature near 80 all 3 days. Lows at night in the upper 50s. In fact, I don't see any rain in the foreseeable future. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, and we want to thank you for voting us Best Credit Union and Mortgage Company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards, providing awesome products and personal service for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal Opportunity Lender, federally insured by the
Sputnik, Webb Wilder, love it.
You know, I always play the songs that you love.
I know, and it's amazing how you remember that. I can't remember what I had for dinner last night. You remember songs you played.
You had Salisbury steak.
Had that for lunch.
Oh, okay.
Thing, good guess, though. Haven't you wondered why the deep state, or whatever you choose to call these Luciferian psychopaths, seemingly have no fear of any repercussions from anyone of any merit? Haven't you wondered why they continue to violate the Constitution and have shown no signs of slowing down? Doesn't it bother you that it would appear no agency, no bureau, no one of authority has even bothered to warn them about all their illegal activity? I think I know why. I think the deep state has the proverbial ace in the hole. And it's what I've been dealing with since 09. I think everyone in America is infested with nanotechnology that the deep state at some point will be able to control. As crazy as that sounds, connect the dots. Project Domestic Quail was launched some 2 decades ago. It went about making sure nano was in the food and water in our republic. Then GMOs hit the scene. We all know what a mess that turned out to be. We can't even pressure them to label products and tell us if it has GMO or it doesn't. And now we have the psycho Bill Kill-'em-all Gates and his synthetic meat, which will contain God knows what, but you can bet it'll be at the cutting edge of nano control. We have food processing plants going up in smoke all over the country, cows dropping dead. There were 10,000 cows alone in Kansas this week that just dropped dead from the heat. We know they're going to outlaw beef. Don't you see what's going on? They are forcing us, in order to survive, to consume that they have created for us to consume. And it will have dire consequences for us, I can assure you.
Well, you forgot one of the huge ones.
Which one?
High fructose corn syrup.
Oh, God, that's why Coke changed.
Well, and it's in everything now.
Yes.
And it's making people fat,
yep.
Out of shape. But it also is heavily addictive.
In the last 40 years, the average American male went from 100... No, the average female gained 45 or 50 pounds average. The male wasn't quite that bad, but it was bad. Yeah.
Well, that's because men were already fat to begin with.
There you go.
All the stress that we ingest by working hard occupations and whatnot.
Coca-Cola, when they got rid of the original Coke and they came out with the new Coke, they knew everybody was going to scream and holler, it tastes like Pepsi, we want Coke back. Well, they brought it back with one small change they didn't bother telling us about. They substituted sugar, natural sugar, for high fructose corn syrup. That's why they did it.
Yeah, and it's so addictive that you can't. I mean...
Yeah, try cutting it off.
I have tried many times and I always come back to it.
Seriously bad headache. You're going to have muscle aches. You're going to have trembles. It's terrible.
It's like equivalent to heroin.
Yeah, it's like coming off drugs. It is bad. Folks, look at what they've already accomplished with the jab. And don't call it a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. We have miscarriages going through the roof. We have well-tuned athletes. And they say soccer... or motocross, depending on which one you're a fan of, is the most physically demanding sport in the world. We have athletes, soccer athletes, dropping on the field. People are coming in with all kinds of maladies. None of this is by accident. This, folks, is genocide. It's depopulation.
Well, and as I was telling you off air before we started, I had a friend who got vaccinated and within days had a Bell's palsy attack.
It's happening.
Paralysis in half of his face, his arm, for a week to 2 weeks.
It's terrible.
But he's a generally healthy person. You know, early 40s, slender, physically active, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink heavily, and then just boom, out of nowhere.
That's, you know, by the time they get 5G up and running all over the country, they will be prepared to turn over our republic. Of course, it's not going to be for free. They're going to get richer for their acts of treachery and treason. They're going to hand the keys over of what's left of America to the Russians and the communist Chinese. Do you see where this past week the Coast Guard intervened when they found a Chinese and Russian warship off Alaska?
That
together.
Isn't
that scary?
That is.
I think Russia's going to come from the north and China from the south. That's my opinion, since we've seen Chinese tanks in Mexico. Entirely possible. I believe Deuteronomy chapter 28 is the key that tells us what's about to happen. I believe that Russia will invade, as I said, from the north, China from the south. It all makes sense. And if you read Deuteronomy 28, it's where God gives you his promises and his curses. The promises, things he will do for us as long as we stay loyal to him. The curses if we forsake him for another God. And we have forsaken him for another God. Yes. Money. Greed. Satan. Baal. Whatever you choose to call him. That's what these... psychopaths, that's what they're into, folks. And they're dragging us down with them. How long are we going to put up with this? We know the election was stolen. Are we going to let this stand? Evidently, we are.
And it's not the first election that's been stolen.
Oh, God, no. And that Sidney Powell made that statement after this thing went down when the presidential election. After she started looking into it, she said, this is far from the first one.
And if anybody out there thinks that it matters really in the grand scheme of things who's in office, you're out of your mind, because the whole back and forth between Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, all it is a sideshow. It's much like a game of three-card Monty. You know, if you think you can win a game of three-card Monty, you've already lost. And the whole thing is it's a distraction while the crowd around the three-card Monty person is hyping it up and cheering and hooting and hollering, saying, oh, this is a great game. We've seen so many winners. It's a distraction to suck you in, to believe that you have some kind of control when you have no control at all.
Yep. You're being thrown under the bus. Absolutely. Everybody listening to me, if you get a chance, you will want to read the transcript of the speech that Vladimir Putin gave yesterday. You will want to read it because he hits it out of the park, in my opinion. Now, the Russian Ministry of Defense just released a video about the United States deep state biological network we had going. In other words, all the bioweapons labs we had in Ukraine. It's very interesting. The stuff that we're hiding, one of the reasons that we're so suddenly on Ukraine's side is because we don't want, and it's too late, we don't want Russia finding out what we're doing at those biolabs. It's terrible what we're doing. Military biological activities, Russia has presented proof of this. According to the Russians, Americans have spent over $250 million in the bioweapons lab since 05, just in Ukraine. That includes construction and modernization of all the labs. It's unreal what we're doing over there. And you've got Zelensky, who was a comedic actor, now is the president of Ukraine. How can you take this guy serious? Why are we sending them money? Why are we egging on World War III? I just hope to God that somebody is keeping watch on the elites, so whenever they go in the deep underground bunkers, they'll let us know. Because believe me, they're going to go under there to be safe when the nukes start flying.
You say, how can we take serious a comedic actor?
Yeah.
But we had a reality.
Ronald Reagan?
No, we had a reality star that was running the country 2 years ago.
Oh, Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
you're a good point.
Our expectations for statesmen are so low these days.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, and now we have someone that's not even anywhere near better. That's been a government employee his whole
47
life.
Years before 2020. Yeah, you're right. What Russia found in those labs were strains of anthrax, cholera, and something I never heard of, tularemia?
Tularemia, yeah.
What is that, you know?
You'd have to ask me, but I think it's like some kind of foodborne disease. I'll look it up. So we can talk about that.
Yeah. Biological material has also exported to other countries. The samples themselves with hazardous bioagents were improperly stored. Well, that's good. Wow. Oh, my God. According to the Russian report, back in 2013, Ukraine tried to curtail the biological projects in their own country that the Pentagon was doing. That would explain why they had a huge... While their president got kicked out, and we installed one that was happy to do the bidding of the United States in Ukraine.
Tularemia is known as rabbit's fever. It's an infectious disease caused by a bacterium. May include fever, skin ulcers, enlarged lymph nodes, results in pneumonia or throat infections.
Wow. You know, I hate to keep going back to Morgellons, but I'm going to go back to Morgellons again. I went to the Piggly Wiggly, or as my spell check calls it, the Piggle Wiggle. And got some water, because we love the stuff that they bottle in Otagaville. And it just so happened they had a big old thing of socks, like a pack of six socks for like $2.99 or something. So I'm looking at them. Yeah, I'll buy those $2.99. I get them home, and I'm looking at them, and sure enough, I take my phone, zoom it out to 8X, look at them. There's fibers coming out of the socks. They're moving. This stuff loves cotton, whatever these things are. And it make a lot of people believe that they're nematodes that were created by Monsanto when they crossed the DNA RNA of a nematode with that of cotton. Don't know, but I'm telling you, they love cotton. They're in cotton t-shirts. They're in cotton socks. Just look. All right, folks, we'll be back in 3 short minutes. Terry Adams with Nate Hicks producing, and we'll be right back.
Protects the biggest investment you will ever make.
To make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship at a fair price.
No gimmicks.
And did you know we do windows and siding too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. You're glad you did.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
I just love watching somebody live the American dream, like my young friend Brian McMahon, who has returned from the Air Force, started his lifelong dream, Turf Stalkers, a mowing and pressure washing service. First of all, thanks to everybody that has called 558-1611 and given him a chance to mow your lawn, to edge and trim, or to do a pressure washing job, because the results have been phenomenal. You know, 5 years in the Air Force, I guess it kind of teaches you to do it right the first time, because they are precision perfect and I think charge a fair rate. If you would like to stop pushing the mower yourself and have somebody do it that will do a great job, reach out to Turf Stalkers at 558-1611 or look them up on Facebook. That's Turf Stalkers and Brian, 558-1611.
Hi, folks, this is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. If your AC system is not meeting your expectations, call us today. Our certified HVAC technicians specialize in perfecting your comfort. Family owned and operated for over 20 years with same-day service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. Count on the professionals for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com to learn more. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. If you like comic strips, you may remember Bloom County. Now, Burt Breathed, the guy, the artist who did Bloom County, I love Burt Breathed. I was a huge fan in the 80s when I was a wannabe cartoonist. He's bringing back, believe it or not, Bloom County. You probably remember Steve Dallas, Bill the Cat. I have the poster, America's Ill, So Is Bill, his presidential campaign poster. And Opus the Penguin, of course. He's bringing them back. Here's his official statement. At the end of the movie Alien, we watch cuddly Sigourney Weaver go down for a long, peaceful snooze in cryogenic hypersleep after getting chased around by a saliva-spewing maniac, only to be awakened decades later into the world stuffed with far worse, Breathed said. Fox and I have done the identical thing to Opus and the rest of the Bloom County gang. May they forgive us. This is going to be interesting. Actually, I have the movie that he did, A Wish for Wings That Work, Christmas movie that's very well done. If you're a fan of that, you may not be. I don't know, but I am. I like it. It's pretty cool stuff. Bill Gates is pushing for more what he calls trusted sources. That and the group that tracks what people say about him online. Yes, he pays people to track information. comments about him all over the internet because he doesn't like misinformation shared about him. Well, I don't think that you can say enough bad things about Bill Gates, because if you look at where he came from, his father essentially started Planned Parenthood. Him and his wife have been in Africa sterilizing without their knowledge, much less their consent. People of dark skin, they have been destroying the population of Africa. See, the brown-skinned people don't mean as much to these people, but they love to call us conservatives racist. But they hate. Look at Margaret Sanger. She said the Negro's not equal to the white man. They should all be destroyed. Margaret Sanger, Hillary Clinton's hero. The hero of all the Democrats, Margaret Sanger. That's what she believed. These people are, they practice what's called projection. It's a psychiatric term. What it means is, or psychological term, depending on how you look at it. They accuse others of doing what they themselves are guilty of doing. And they love to throw the R word out. Oh, you're just a racist. You're just a racist.
And you know why he wants people. So they didn't want the FCC to have overview of the internet, correct?
Right.
Because you have the right to your opinion, according to the FCC. On the radio, you can pronounce your opinion as long as you are not making a fact-based statement right. on someone that
or
is...
Or unless I violate the rules by using curse words right. or prohibited language, right.
Or But if I you don't make a statement about someone's character that's not based in fact, right. if you have an opinion, that's fine.
Right.
That's why they didn't want the FCC to come in, because then you don't have protected speech on the internet.
Good point.
You can control what is being said about you, just as Bill Gates is, as long as you have enough money.
That's what makes me sick, is money. You know, my daddy... When I was growing up, there were times I'd go for a job interview or something, and Daddy would always say, look, they put their pants on one leg at a time, just like you do. They're no better than you are, just because they have more money. And he was right, as he was always right. Just because these people... Well, let me break the formula down, and I've said this so many times. Money equals power. Power equals control. And that's where we are right now. You've got a handful of people that essentially own everything, and they want to control all of us. I didn't vote for them. I didn't elect Klaus Schwab. I didn't bring about the World Economic Forum. What gives this man the right to change our way of life?
Well, I didn't elect Fauci.
No.
But yet we have relented control to him on all of these
And guess who brought him
decisions.
Up on the main stage? Guess who introduced him to us on the main stage? Donald Trump. So that begs the question, is Trump just naive, or is Trump in on this? Are they playing Donald Trump?
Or is the deep state so powerful that they can persuade someone to put a person in a position of power and it be their selection to begin with?
It makes you wonder. Look at Ronald Reagan. When Ronald Reagan was running for his first term as president, they asked him, Mr. Reagan, you know, we know that you're kind of cozy with a lot of these Project for New American Century, all these other globalist think tanks. Are you going to appoint? Hey, oh, no. Well, no, I would never do that. Well, what did he do? He filled his cabinet with people, all the globalists. Filled his cabinet with them. So a lot of people say, well, he was forced to. So to your point, yes, I think they can influence that. I don't know. Let me tell you what all of you may have missed this week. The largest armed robbery in history happened this past week. You didn't hear about it on the news. You know why? Because the FBI... took 1,400 safety deposit boxes and $86 million because they suspected there may be something going on with them. It's called the Civil Asset Forfeiture, CAF. It's an 80s-era law that was designed to drain resources from powerful criminal organizations.
The mafia.
Lately, it's a tool for law enforcement agencies across America to steal money and property from countless innocent people. This happened in Beverly Hills. Yep. And they took all this money. The scary thing is, it's not just that bad people are running the country. That's bad enough. What makes it worse is these people are changing laws and modifying the way we've always done things to suit their looting of America.
The ends justify the means.
Yep. To them, it does. Unbelievable. The founder of Oath Keepers and four associates are on trial for the capital incursion on charges that include seditious conspiracy, a rarely used Civil War-era accusation. Prosecutors claim the Civil War era charge strikes to the heart of what happened that day, which they believe was a coordinated effort to stop the transfer of presidential power. Unbelievable. The Justice Department has not tried a seditious conspiracy case in over a decade and hasn't won a guilty verdict since the 1995 prosecution of Islamic militants who plotted a bomb in New York City. Interesting. Prosecutors claim Rhodes and Oath Keepers spent weeks preparing to stop Potato Head from becoming president. Rhodes, a Texan, allegedly recruited members to come to D.C., amassed weapons, and organized armed teams to be on standby outside the city in case they were needed. Well, what's different in that and the military having snipers set up to potentially shoot everybody there if they were called to do so? I mean, come on, this was not insurrection. This was us making a statement that we, the people, run this country through the Constitution, and they can't do anything they want to do. So now they're making examples of any crazy person who would think we, the people, have that kind of power. Guess what? We, the people, are supposed to have that kind of power, but they've taken it from us.
It's your duty.
It is your, ooh, he said duty. It is your duty. To, absolutely.
And it's even in the, was it the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution?
I think it's in the Constitution. The Anarchist Cookbook. I don't know if you've ever seen that. I have a copy of it. Maybe I shouldn't admit that on there. Never mind. I didn't say that. There's a quote in there from President Abraham Lincoln, and he says, when your government has become tyrannical, it's not just your right, but it is your duty to change it. Abraham Lincoln. This, when I saw this story, I said, this is yet another thing that I've been proven right on. Because if you remember the show Person of Interest, which I love that show, loved it. Well, I love the main actor anyway. Caviezel's just a great guy. In that movie, there is a deep state computer that has access to every security camera. They can watch everything that happens. Guess what? In San Francisco, we now know their police department has access to every private security camera in that city. Every one of them. If you've got one looking across your den to make sure you don't have somebody breaking, they can watch it.
Well, and
we've always known that.
You can access most of the cameras yourself,
yes,
as long as you know the IP address.
Exactly. Anything you put out there, they can hack and get access to. That's why I don't like the cloud. My newest computer keeps saying, don't you want to save this to the cloud? No, I don't want to save it to the cloud, because you're basically showing them whatever they want to see when you put it on the cloud. I don't like that. Also, we found out this week that bus stops are wired for sound in California. So be careful what you say and who you say it to, because they're always listening. They're always listening.
And people make the incorrect assumption that someone's constantly listening to their conversation. They're not. They're recording it and collating it and triggering on keywords. And so if something happens where they need leverage against you,
well,
or they need to have a search warrant against
they
you, they have the information,
exactly,
at a keystroke.
Exactly right. Yeah, if you remember The Enemy of the State, they tell us in that movie that, you know, under, I forget, Fort Meade or whatever, they got acres and acres of computers looking for any particular phrase or word. They don't even have to have that now with the quantum computers they have in, is it Utah? Utah.
Mm-hmm.
The facility there, they record everything, every email, every text, everything.
It's Fort Meade because that's where the NSA is.
Yeah, they're listening to everything.
Amongst other things.
All right, shortly before John McAfee, the antivirus software guru who allegedly committed suicide, took a short time during an interview to remind the world that the responsible party for child trafficking in this country is, guess who? The State Department. The State Department. If a man be found selling any of his brethren to the children of Israel and maketh merchandise of him or selleth him, then that thief shall die, and thou shalt put